like to open a committee today, the House Committee on Agriculture and Land Use for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. And welcome the members. And we are, this may be the last session of this meeting of this session, although unforeseen circumstances could come up. But for the record, this will probably be the last time we will meet. But what we are going to do today is open a work session on SB 92. And I would ask Laura from LPRO to let us know what that's about.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 92 would authorize the city to provide for as much as a 20-year ramp up to the full taxation rate for property in annexed territory. And it also would add, for the purposes of island annexation, the corporate boundaries of another city as a permitted portion of the boundary surrounding that territory to be annexed. There is minimal fiscal impact, no revenue impact. The bill would go to the floor.
So we don't have anybody on deck?
No.
Okay. Well, then, motion.
So, Chair Post, I move Senate Bill 92 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
Vice Chair McLean moves Senate Bill 92 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. And we need a carrier for the bill. Would somebody like to carry this?
I'd be happy to if you want me to.
Very good. Vice Chair McLean will carry SB 92. So I'll close the work session on SB 92 and will not open a work session on SB 943A. The intent of the chair is to look at this over the interim and come back and take an approach at it in the 2020 short session. Therefore, any other comments for the record? I would like to say that I would like to hand the gavel back to the real chair, because I know that he would love to say something, but I want to say something that, once again, it has been an honor and privilege to serve with Chair Brian Clem and with everybody on this committee. This has been a great committee, everybody here. And I don't think we've passed anything that was very controversial necessarily. I think we've had, it's been delightful, and I appreciate it. And thank you for letting me have the privilege of this today. It means a lot.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. As I think said at the beginning of the session, my goal is always to see if we can find, we don't need unanimity, but I don't want partisanship. That's the bottom line. And we definitely had some weird split votes, but that's the goal. And I assume at some point in my career, it may be impossible to find that, but I've been here 12, 13 years now, and it hasn't happened yet. So I believe that as long as people are engaged in good faith, usually you can find compromise. And you know, it's a philosophy. It doesn't mean it's going to always work, but it's been successful so far. And so I thank you all for being willing to negotiate and give. And even the one that you all probably would have voted for that I swallowed, you're going to end up getting your way, because marijuana is going back into the small scale processing on concurrence. And Representative Helm will carry it, and I'll probably vote no, but that's fine. You know, always get your way. And I really appreciated all of you and everything you brought to the committee. And we need to all, we can save some of this for our committee party, but we also need to thank our fabulous staff, Shelley, and in particular, Laura Kentness, because not only did she do a fantastic job during the session, but she also provided such great support to our wetlands work group. That was not an easy task. And I know that I often laud Vice Chair McLean and Representative Brock Smith for being there, but I think Laura was lots of the glue and go-go power to that process. And so we really, really appreciate Laura.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed.
And if you have suggestions for the committee party, you're welcome. It's my town, so theoretically, between Post and I, we should be able to figure out where to go in the region. But if you have something that you really are crazy for, then tell us, and we'll try and get creative. Like a enchanted forest / cidery visit, or who knows what exactly we could come up with. But I thought about that.
Well, I'll just say real quickly, because I know we want to
all have other things that we have to do. So what you've just done here in allowing Vice Chair Post to chair your last committee meeting is indicative of how you have ran this committee and how you are a fabulous legislator. So I appreciate it.
You're going to get me emotional. We better stop really quickly here before we finish. Thank you, everybody. We probably will not be meeting again because we don't have any more bills. But if we come up with some really super important informational hearing, we will keep you posted. Otherwise, enjoy the crazy days of the rush to sine die. With that, House Ag Committee on Agricultural and Land Use out.